from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August 19, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Bailiwick Ranch and Discovery Ranch in Catskill has been fined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for violation of the Animal Welfare Act. The facility was fined for incidents that occurred between July 2013 and February 2015. Violations included failing to keep housing facilities in good working order, not maintaining the psychological well-being of the animals, and failing to provide adequate care for a fox named Cash. Cash died at Bailiwick in 2015. The owners will be given time to correct the problems. A department spokesman encouraged anyone witnessing misconduct at zoos and other similar facilities to let the USDA know. Bailiwick owner Gary Gashitsky confirmed that Bailiwick paid a $1,350 fine. He also said a Bailiwick employee was fired as a result of one of the incidents. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has repeatedly called on the public to boycott Bailiwick and continues to call for the park to close. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Ulster County had the second highest percentage of new jobs statewide during the 12-month period ending in July. The county's rate of new jobs rose by 3.3%, according to data released by the Department of Labor on Thursday, August the 18th. During that same period, the number of new jobs rose in Columbia County by 0.6%. In Greene County, employment dropped by 0.9%. Jobs were added in a variety of categories, including educational and health services, professional and business services, and leisure and hospitality. Job losses were mostly centered in financial activities and information. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the 19th Congressional District candidates John Faso and Zephyr Teachout will debate on NPR affiliate WAMC on Thursday, September the 15th. The debate will be moderated by the station's Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn and Casey Seeler of the Times Union Capital Confidential blog. The debate will be held at the station's Valinda Performing Arts Center in Albany. Teachout, a Democrat, and Faso, a Republican, will also debate on WMHT on October the 13th. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis began the first steps of her next year's town budget process at a town meeting on August the 17th that was broadcast by WGXC. She reported the town has only collected 63% of revenues due so far this year and instructed department heads to check on their own figures to make sure the town stays solvent. Davis said at the meeting that she's sitting down with all department heads to go over the budgets and identify a, and I quote, a bottom 10%, end quote, that can be cut if there is a budget shortfall. Lizzie Weiss in the Columbia paper reports about the Bartlett House, which reopened on July the 28th on Route 66 in Ghent, across from the newspaper's office. The 146-year-old brick building, a former railroad hotel, unoccupied for a decade, now houses a kitchen, bakery, cafe, office space, and two staff apartments, open Thursday through Saturdays. Damian Janowitz, one of the owners, said, and I quote, "We realized this could be a place where the community could get together, not as a full-scale restaurant, but as a casual place to come and get a cup of coffee or pick up a beautiful baked bread or have a burger for dinner. Once we got the frame in mind, there was no stopping us," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. John W. Barry reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Labor Day weekend starts this Friday, if not on the calendar, at least for the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. They'll begin a larger push to pull over drunk drivers on August 19th with a statewide Stop DWI crackdown that continues through September the 5th. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 85 degrees. For Friday night, patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low around 61. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 69. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 82 degrees. For Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 8 p.m., then showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy Sunday night with a low around 63 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:08 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:48 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 19th day of August 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.